see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? It's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watchmen for Jesus program this afternoon. My name is Thomas Gambill. I am the host of this program this afternoon. And this afternoon we're going to come at you today. Get your pens and paper out if you want to, or just sit back and listen. I break in on my 24-hour loop at 4 o'clock when I start my broadcast. And of course at 6 o'clock when it's over, the 24-hour run of my former or previous broadcasts and Bible studies mixed together continues on. Then when I'm over at 6 thereabouts, then it resumes its 24-hour loop each time. And this goes on 24 hours continuously. I'm going to cover today the fake Jesus that's coming. And now it's what I've been talking about now for the past 5 years, 4 years, 3 years, 2 years, past months, past week, is now becoming almost mainstream news. It's coming more out in the public little by little. That's how they do it. They turn up the heat on the frog to boil it before it knows it's in the cooking pot. Oops, it's too late. They're going to bring you peace. But first they have to create some kind of chaos, which has been going on now with alleged truth tellers that say that we have Agenda 21, we have Codex Almateris, they have Fukushima came up again. Oh, they have a fire in number 4 or something. It's like they reach in a grab bag and pull out, okay, let's cause them some worry and discontent with, how about Fukushima? Okay, let's do that. Hit the news with it. Now come out with some silly article some YouTube, and here we go. It goes, what do you call it, viral or something? Yes. So now we're back to Fukushima. I can't wait till we start 911 investigation again with another quirk to it, and then they come up with Sandy Hook again, and they'll just keep on and keep on and keep on. They've got, just like Von Braun said some time ago, Von Braun, Nazi, rocket expert that we brought over along with Hitler and the rest of them. Oh, we sure did. Operation Paperclip. Look it up. 10,000 Nazis we brought over in 1945. Nuremberg trial was a whitewash. That's how it's always done. Always has been, and it will be. Until Jesus comes back. Von Braun said that the next to the last threat to mankind would be asteroids hitting the Earth. Well, they've been setting up for that for the longest time. They have, matter of fact, today, the news to the public showed some artist conception or Hollywood production of asteroids hitting each other and exploding, coming together like in a battle of asteroids. Now, they may morph that silly report into the good aliens are fighting the bad aliens, and those that's quasi of a religious orientation will say, oh, it's good angels fighting the bad angels. It's none of the above. It's a Hollywood production. It's coming your way with a big lie. They have a book out called Angel Wars. It's silly. Angel Wars, the title of the book or CD or whatever it is nonsense. That God's angels uses UFOs. No, he doesn't. Didn't take a UFO to bring the angel down to tell Mary that she was going to give birth to the child. And she said, well, I hadn't even been with a man. Didn't come down to UFO. Angels in heaven don't need UFOs. It's the silliest thing I've ever heard in my life. Absolutely silly, and people buy off on it. However, the fallen angels, that's a different story. They've taken the shape and form of UFOs. They can change their shape and form by masquerading, manipulation of particles by ELF, changing the frequencies, vibration, manipulating protons, photons, and atoms, and all this other sort of thing. An alchemy sort of thing going on. They can do that. They can't do it, though, without energy. Energy from life force. You know where they get the life force from? The death and destruction they cause. Integrating with man's technology that's been given to man. Man just robbed it. Man was nothing more than a little school child being schooled by the fallen angels, these aliens, if you want to call them that, but they're not aliens. At the highest level of government, highest level of your scientists, got their inspiration by three different methods from these so-called extraterrestrials. They're demonic, is what they are. They're devils. I know that sounds a little bit fanatical, but it's actually true. And you know, deep down inside the souls of some of those scientists and so-called military experts and all that, somewhere down deep in the soul, they know that they're demonic. But they don't have the courage to actually proclaim it. They lack the courage. Because they know what would happen if they were to expose the truth. They know they would die. The Illuminati here, all the royal families on this earth, all the royal families, kings, queens, princes, and whatever, all the secret societies, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Freemasonry, Shriners, Skull and Bones, etc., etc., OTO, all those secret societies, they keep them in secret societies and in rewards, little aprons, doodads, nitpicky rings, and this, that, and the other. they let them have a few little, like a science fair. They show them how to manipulate particles and energy manipulation and alchemy. It's like a science fair on steroids to keep them in line. Give them degrees. Reward that you know something somebody else doesn't. Really? Yes, you do. Oh, okay. I know something the lower degrees don't know. I'm special. No, you're not. I had a Freemason tell me that got out of it. He said all they do at each degree, after about the fourth degree and on, they just keep giving you some little secret or something that makes you feel special. And it's like a reward, like a carrot each time you do a right trick. But they got you tied up and learning handshakes and headbutts and five-point hugs and all this sort of thing that you don't have time for worship of God. They lie to the first three degrees of Freemasonry. Say that we also worship God and we have a Bible. That's a lie. They have it there, but they use it as a facade. So they use the secret societies for their own. And here's my point. Once they're done with them, once they have achieved world government, once they have, in fact, the Great White Brotherhood, as they call them, and don't connect White Brotherhood as white folk. It's a color vibrational frequency. It's a color degree. You got black, red, and white. That's all it is. Once the Great White Brotherhood, the top level of the Illuminati, which are actually the hierarchy, way above the actual Illuminati, which are nothing but human beings, hybrids. That's your kings and queens and all those. Of all kinds, Italian, German, Jewish, Austrian, Serbian, Albanian, French, Chinese. Once they have achieved this world government and they have total control of the world government, their plans, as documented in Article 15 of the Protocols, they will kill every Freemason, will be assassinated. That's a guarantee. And all the good deeds you've ever done will count zero. God will not stop it. Your good deeds count as filthy rags. All the good deeds you've ever done does not count if you're not born again. And when you become born again, Holy Spirit's going to tell you, you're in the wrong. You got to repent of the blood oaths of having your throat cut across, your tongue torn out by the root. You got to be kidding me. How can adult members say these things, these oaths that they make? How do you do that? I mean, it's got to be something in your soul has got to stir when you say those secret oaths and proceedings. I've got them word for the first three degrees. And they're absolutely horrific. And each degree, you get another blood oath of some kind. And a little secret to keep you pulled into it. And when they're done with you, they're going to kill you. That's a promise, a guarantee. Psalms 34:21 confirms. Even in the Bible, evil shall slay the wicked. And God will allow it. And the good deeds you've done, membership to the Freemasons, Shriners, whatever, means zero. It counts against you because you've not repented of the blood oath. And you've cursed your family for four generations. So your family members that become born again in third generation or second or fourth, whatever, and they discover that you, being your great-great-great-grandfather, was in the Freemasons, they have to renounce that membership of the family to cut off at the knees. So their generation after that will not be cursed. This is serious business. This is not playing around. You see? Anyway, I'm going to dedicate the broadcast before I get started. And I'm going to cover quite a bit of subjects today. Some basic news I really need to bring up. And I I've got to make an adjustment here. 1 second, please. Okay, sorry about that, but I had to make an adjustment, and it's too short a time to put on music, so I had to go for a second. I apologize for that, but it's an important adjustment I had to make. Whoo, let's get going. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and we're going to get kicking here. Now, I want to remind you all, tomorrow, and of course Saturday and Sunday, I'm not on anyway, I will not be live tomorrow. I won't be dead either, I don't think. I won't be talking live tomorrow. And so when you come in at 4 o'clock, it'll be a regular scheduled, or not, it will be a 24-hour loop. It'll be a recent broadcast probably. It's the broadcast come on randomly, have it set random. And Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Monday, I'll make an announcement one way or the other, whether I'll be back Tuesday or Wednesday or even Thursday. I don't know exactly yet. I'll be live again, but I'll put it out either on my Facebook, Watchmen for Jesus. I'll send it out to my distribution, which I have 200 receivers on a distribution list. I have Facebook distribution and my personal Facebook, Watchmen for Jesus. The ministry and my personal one, Tom Gamble, I'll also put it out there. So, and it'll be middle of next week when I come back live. And I'm really thankful for this 24-hour loop. And I honestly don't know why, but all of a sudden when I download my shows, it automatically loads into my loop. Before, it wasn't doing that. Like maybe 2-3 weeks ago, it was had the old ones. I was going to replace it. All of a sudden, it changed on me, and so now it updates itself. I have no idea I did that, but I'm not arguing. That's a good thing. All right, let's get started here. I want to dedicate this broadcast, and certainly we have a lot to talk about today. I'm going to tell you some shocking things, I do believe, and it's going to be some different subjects, but primarily I want to focus on the coming fake Jesus. And some more details about disclosure. It's really picking up steam now. Very much so. And those have been listening to me regularly, you're already on top of it. And it's happening exactly as I said, and I'm not saying because I've said it. It's just I want you all to know that I stand by everything I've said so far. It's happened exactly as I've said. I don't write books. I don't write CDs. I'm not ambitious in that way at all, not remotely. I just don't want to. I don't want to. And this is only my choice. I mean, there's nothing wrong with making, you know, I guess, money with what you do because you have to have airtime. You've got bills, all this and all that. But God takes care of me, so I ain't worried about that. And I don't do any selling of nothing. I don't want to get up there. It's just the Lord put on me not to do that, so I don't. I know I had to when I worked in the past, the Micro Effect, because they did charge to quite a bit to have airtime. So when I was put on prime time or something like that, I realized I had to pay, and so that's when I brought on sponsors. And, whew, regular listeners, you know what happened there. NSA was involved in trying to get me off, I found out. That was a surprise. Actually, kind of a compliment. But anyway. So, let's get started. Lord, we thank you today for the opportunity we have for broadcasting, for our network, and through all you brought us through to, Father, that we're able to be on our own station. We thank that TalkStream Lives allows us to come on. And, Father, we thank you for those that plays our shows and opportunities we have. Lord, we lift up to you our brethren and our brothers and sisters in need. We pray for that Marine in Iran that are looking to be released. He's been in for 1,000 days. We pray for that Marine down in Mexico, Father, that they're holding now, to get him released. Lord, we pray for these girls in Nigeria, that, Father, somehow you'll find a way that all can escape. And, Father, we pray for our brethren that's close within us, that for their healing that we've prayed for before. We lift up to you now. And for the family members that are being influenced by those that listened, and, Father, that they'll be influenced and the Holy Spirit will touch their hearts to become born again. Father, we know the time is coming when the great imposter will show and there'll be a deception that the world's never seen before. Father, we pray that those that have the knowledge of what's going on will be the ones who will speak out, that will speak out against these fallen angels and speak out against this one named Sananda and speak out against these Maitreya and all these other New Age names, Father, that are deceivers. And, Father, to expose all these that are deception and to give courage to the pastors and preachers and rabbis and priests, Lord, that they will have this knowledge to prepare their congregations for the coming deception and falling away. So we pray for all these, Lord, that you know what's in our hearts and the other prayers we haven't listed up, that you know what we're praying for. Father, we pray for safety for those traveling this weekend. This is a traveling holiday of some sort, the Memorial Days. Father, that you'll protect those and you'll cover the blood of Jesus around us, Lord, that we're all safe this weekend coming up. Lord, we pray for this country, that there'll be an awakening to the truth of what's going on within the government, within the world government, that, Lord, that it'll be thwarted. It'll be slowed down. It'll be stopped for the time being. That, Father, we can witness to others, have more time to witness to others. That, Lord, the plans for the Hoover Dam and all these plans to be thwarted, to be delayed, and cause them derision and indecision and complications that they can't carry through with their plans. Father, we pray for the veterans. Lord, they don't know they're being targeted by the suicide that's orchestrated, the post-traumatic stress that being induced upon them by design, that, Lord, they don't know this. To render null and void the effects of these psychotropic drugs, the ELF transmissions, the technology, to, Father, to take it down. We pray for children that's being identified and picked up and abducted for these witchcraft ceremonies, that, Lord, you'll find ways that many can escape. That, Lord, much is going on, and we need supernatural help. And, Father, to bring to our minds and our hearts and our soul and, Father, to our knowledge that how to decipher and understand these times events and pick out the truth from all this deception we're receiving. To give us that wisdom and discernment that we can preach the gospel. That's why, Father, we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. You know, people say, well, you know, I'm tired of praying because I've been praying a long time and nothing's ever happened. And then they start doubting God. But what they don't do is look within themselves. If you have even one unforgiven thought or person that you've not forgiven that you hate or whatever, God's not going to answer your prayers. You can't blame God for not answering the prayers. Why should he answer prayers when we haven't forgiven others? That's a tall order, especially you're coming back from war. Or you come from a family situation that you just never forget your spouse or your parent, or you got to forgive them. Why should God forgive us if we have unforgiveness in our own heart? If our faith is wavering, if our faith is misplaced, If we refuse his son as our savior, if we're backslidden, saved but not obedient to him, he's not going to answer our prayers. Why should he? If we pray with unforgiveness in our hearts toward our fellow man in any way, why should he forgive us and answer our prayers? Why? If it's against God's will. When it's not for our good, he won't answer prayers. When your prayers are cold, you say them like you do a mantra of some kind. God won't answer the prayers. But you ask not, receive not, because of these reasons. There's 10 reasons and more, actually. Why should he answer prayers? They give you wisdom, discernment, and support you when we don't support him. But I tell you what, though, for sure, that news is moving right along, and they're coming up hard and heavy. By the way, if y'all could, when you can, go to talkstreamlive.com, and then you click on that little green bar. And I'd like to see where we are during the course of this hour. And then do it the second hour as well at 5 o'clock. Sort of lets me know where we are as far as the standing goes. If we move up, then people get interested and they want to check us out. And well, there you go. It's up to me to keep them interested. Family, people. I don't think people realize what's getting ready to hit. You know, it's like a calm before the storm. And you know, God is in control. He's in control. And when we start slipping, he starts moving away. He don't get closer. He moves away. Just like I was talking about a few seconds ago. And I don't think people realize, especially the Joint Chief of Staff, Congress, the kings and queens of this world, I don't think they understand the importance of 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. That's an answer to prayers. Now I want to also delineate something here, that my broadcast is not based on religion. Religion is bunk anyway. All religions, including Christianity. Jesus Christ is not about Christianity. We're talking about real life events. We're talking about what they control. I talked about this yesterday. I don't want to mix politics, religion, and the economics. It's all connected. There's nothing you can do about it. It's already connected. They control in the Council of Seven controls all worldwide education, philosophy, religions, all of them have been made up and designed and recreated, manipulated to take you away from the truth. All religions, science, all science has been controlled. Arts, harmony, beauty in the arts, TV, radio, sports, everything. And this can be proven. You can't run away from it. You can deny it. But when you see the evidence, it's mind-boggling. Politics worldwide is controlled by these councils, committees, and all the finance is world finance. And that's being brought into one. If it's not controlled, how do they bring it into a worldwide reset? How's that happen, huh? They've been controlling world finance since the days of Nimrod. Y'all just didn't know it. The politics have been designed so everybody will fight each other, bottom line. And when you get tired of fighting, you want to come together, that's where they capitalize on it. It's called the dialectic. They create the wars to make people want to stop fighting. Say, oh, but we have peace for you. Oh, we want peace. Oh, we thought so. And we have the peace for you. Yeah. They got peace, all right, under a dictatorship. They're not telling you that yet. It's under the mask of Sananda and UFOs, science. Science is their God. Science didn't create anything. Evolution is impossible. Since evolution is impossible, this world got here somehow, and they've never been able to explain it. But they're trying to bring in, and actually evolution is listed under the science part of the Ashram rays of control. It's there. Darwin was an avatar. Darwin was influenced and channeled. He was a Satanist. There are different levels, three levels. There are different levels of influence by these alien fallen angels, if you want to call them that. Three areas. I've talked about it, demonstrated it by their own teachings. Their own teachings. They teach this themselves. They have to tell you what they're going to do. Now, in the news today, I'm going to go through this quickly to show you how they're operating. And I pick out the articles that went viral that indicate their efforts of getting us under control. What's happened recently? Thailand military seizes power in a coup and imposes curfew. They always have a test case. Arab Spring, Occupy Wall Street. You see, they always have something in other countries to test it out and to insinuate. Then they make it public news and all that to get you all ready for it. Thailand military seizes power in a coup. Now, let me show you something. Now, this is one of the first times they come right out and tell you that there's a coup in another country. And, of course, you've got Putin. Putin and Obama and all these other. They work together, you understand. Biden, they're playing you all like a string piano. On the highest level. It's how they do it. It's amazing. They should get Oscars for their acting. Because it's all based on secret societies and their agenda and manipulation of the public through the press that's never been free. So they have a military coup in Thailand now, right? Well, not long ago, what about this? Remind you.
So things are getting nutty in D.C. and people are concerned about our Constitution and whether or not, you know, we're maintaining the integrity of our Constitution, right?
Absolutely.
Well, Rick Joyner, Pastor Rick Joyner of the Morningstar Ministries, he's genuinely concerned about the disregard for our Constitution, which is why he's praying for God to manufacture a military takeover of the United States government. On a recent TV episode, it's funny, but it's not funny because he's really serious. And he's connected up with some, like, military people. He said this: there's no way our republic can last much longer. It may not last through Obama's second term. There's a glib, almost joyful disregard of the Constitution, a belittling of the Constitution. We're headed for serious tyranny, is what he says. So, Pastor Joyner, please tell us what we can do. I'm concerned about our Constitution, too. What can we do to save it? Let's see what he has to offer.
The kingdom of God is coming. And America is not the kingdom of God. We're not the new Jerusalem. I think we've been used in some wonderful and powerful ways by God. We've been one of the most generous nations in history. We've done so much good. And that's why I appeal to the Lord. Don't let us be totally destroyed. Please raise up those who will save us. And as I've started telling friends for a long time, that no election's going to get the right person in there that can restore us, because the system is so broken, so undermined right now, the whole system. I believe our only hope is a military takeover, martial law, and that the most crucial element of that is who the marshal is going to be. I believe there are noble leaders in our military,
Well, I hope God is watching his little TV station there.
I'm shocked that he would ask for specifically a military takeover. Oftentimes their messages are slightly more subtle.
And even more specifically, he says, I believe that there are noble leaders in our military that love the Republic, love everything that we stand for, and they could seize the government. And what's important to him, as he said, is who those people are within the military. So who might those noble marshals be, Pastor Joyner? Well, Rick Joyner is the president of the Oak Initiative, which is, their own website describes them as a grassroots movement to unite, mobilize, equip, and activate Christians. And among the ministers and Christian lobbyists that comprise the 14 board member of the Oak, listed directly below the chair and the president is retired Army General Jerry Boykin. And this is how Boykin is described in the Oak Initiative's own website. Lieutenant General Boykin was one of the elite warriors chosen in 1978 to make up the first unit in America's ultra-secretive and deadly Delta Force. That's who I want as part of my Christian army.
That's unbelievable. You know, what the hypocrisy here is just egregious, right? So one of the Ten Commandments is, thou shalt not kill. Period. It's not thou shalt not kill unless it's convenient to our political agenda. It's unbelievable, especially to have people that have essentially trained to kill others on their board and on their team.
Besides the fact of the hypocrisy of they're so concerned about the Constitution that they want to usurp the Constitution. So on a recent show, General Boykin and Pastor Joyner discussed the excitement that the end times were near and that the only thing that needs to happen in order for the end times is for a prophecy to take place, Isaiah's prophecy of the destruction of Damascus, Syria. So they're like
super excited about the destruction.
They're geared up. Yeah. Oh, goody, grab the popcorn, you know. End days are coming, but not before Joyner and Boykin elicit God's help to save the Constitution by suspending the Constitution.
Now, for those that may not know, I am a former U.S. Marine. I'm a captain, 03 ground pounder, commander. When I was in, and I was in 75 to 87. And so I have found the truth. I've got the evidence so I can speak plainly. It goes against my grain of what I was trained, what I trained people to do, and what I myself was trained to do. But I have to tell the truth. I've been in Saudi Arabia during attacks. I've been... in Kosovo, during the period of time when the bombing stopped and they started restructuring Kosovo, I was there on the ground, the second security manager there in OSCE. For 5 years, I was there to help establish protection for the 200 to 300 internationals, set up their first elections. I did all this. And I was in the Congo for a year under a State Department project as a project manager. For an intelligence project, I work with, well, a specialist under MPRI, which I also knew about. MPRI is based in Washington, a contractor that has ties to CIA that was in Kosovo. I thought, this is ironic. And they worked both sides of the terrorist and the Macedonian forces worked at the same time. MPRI worked both sides. I knew that I know that for a fact. I got the evidence. I reported it. You know, so I've been there. I'm not just some broadcaster just sits here and on an armchair quarterback. I've been in the middle of it. Okay. So let me tell you the deal here. Rick Joyner and Boykin are traitors like Wesley Clark. They are, Boykin and Rick Joyner are Knights of Malta members. The Knights of Malta are secret societies. They set up the wars. They pretend to be patriotic, and they're absolutely not. And here, it's their own words. Their own voice. A military takeover. They must think, it's really insulting. They think we're that stupid. That Americans would say, you know, yeah. Because they follow this Rick Joyner. But he's a Knights of Malta. Very high level. He's not a small-time guy. Extremely high level. Boykin is too. I've heard him lecture before. And when I was listening to a lecture in a 3-day conference at about 4 years ago, when I first learned who they were, they're talking about how the government, the presidency, was based on Islam, Muslim. That was their key. This is the dialectic that they're playing at the highest level of government. So you'll support a takeover. So Obama pretends to be Muslim. He's a Luciferian, just like Bush, his compatriots, and Clinton, and all the rest of them that's ever been before him. They're all Luciferian or secret society members. JFK and Lincoln were not Masons. Most all the others have been. Family, you're not being told the truth. He says, all the good that we've done, family, we brought slaves in this country in 1712 to 1960. The blacks. We murdered Indians and Mexicans. And murdered each other. We started the wars. We fought the wars as General Butler in Marine Corps, 3-time Medal of Honor winner, confirms. 1932, War is a Racket is his treatise. He wrote it. The secret societies rule for now. And they've been murdering throughout our history. From 1775 till today. And they've lied to us all along. And the good Masons that came out and said, wait a minute, something's wrong. They'd kill them. They're poisoned, murdered, or whatever. The history books are absolutely worthless. But family, that King James Bible is the only truth you've got. And Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the only begotten Son of God, God incarnated into human flesh, he is coming back and there's not a darn thing they can do to stop him. In the meantime, it's all about deception. That's what cowards do. They try to deceive, misdirect, redirect, and lie, cheat. Murder to get what they want. And then their time is going to be short. And there's nothing they can do about it. They think through science and knowledge they may even defeat God. This is a big picture. That's what CERN, C-E-R-N, is all about. That's what HARP is all about. That's what Star Wars technology, they think, is all about. But see, God keeps changing the frequency vibration of this universe. He keeps changing it just a little. All it takes is a little. And their formulas go to pot. No pun intended. That's why they keep upgrading their equipment and computers, because God keeps changing the known frequency vibration and they can't keep up with it. They don't tell you that, you see. And their alchemy keeps messing up. They have to keep reestablishing it. You see, so back to predictive programming. Now you've got the Thailand military seizes power in coup. Now we read about it, you see, and so it all matches. Yeah, we can do this. They did it, we can do it. Yeah, we can take over. Remember Bundy? Yeah, Bundy. Bundy's Illuminati, by the way. They're also liars, and they're part of this agenda. To give a false hope and a false security to good people that really, you know, they believe in the country and all that sort of thing. They don't know what they're up against, though. So they give them a false sense of security. They're not telling about the Chinese and the Russian Spetsnaz that's coming in here to about 1,000 a month. Since 1993, they've been involved. Since 1978, China planned on putting bases down in Mexico, thanks to Carter and Clinton working together to allow the Chinese to take over America. These are traitors belonging to secret societies that people just let go by. So now they're insinuating with the Thai military. They got a coup, and Rick Joyner and everybody follows him and says, oh, yeah, we can do this. And Bundy, we can do it. See, yes, yes, we can do it. And that brings to point a principle, if you all play chess, of what they're setting up. And good people that are involved in this that don't understand the implications, they don't understand what they're really up against, are falling for the trap. I can't get out enough to tell people. I'm not an international broadcaster or whatever, and I got a small network here, it's very frustrating for me to simply be lied to by these Joint Chief of Staff liars and cowards, because I was a former Marine, and I just don't understand how these so-called military experts can be this ignorant and be this evil. It's just beyond I don't understand it. But the principle, as relayed by a quote from a student of the Illuminati, the name of the student is Vladimir Ilyich Lenin. He says it like this: the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. As long as you have dissension and rebellion, you will have repression and dictatorship by consent. And that's why, for example, the Vatican created Islam in the 6th century. That's why the Vatican created in the 16th century Protestantism by using an insider by the name of Martin Luther to justify the Reformation, when the Borgias, Illuminati family, Italian by the way, funded Loyola and the Jesuits to start their murderous put down of the Reformation. After all, the Vatican murdered 650 to 68 million people between 1200 and 1800 A.D. So now they have a justification for it called the Reformation. Before that, it was witch hunt. There's no witches killed. It was all those that followed Jesus, followed Christian, real Christian belief. Between 1200 A.D., the Dark Ages. It was called the Dark Ages because the real word of God was hidden in the Alps, not the corrupted version of the Roman Catholic Church, of the Douay Rheims and all the other nonsense. Origen, Greek philosopher. Eusebius, another liar. Constantine, a pagan. Family, I'm telling you all this the truth, and I'm neutral. I'm telling you the truth. Family, wake up, please. And they're targeting our troops. 22 to 26 suicides per day. 8,000 to 9,000 per year are orchestrated suicides. Orchestrated suicides. Not just because they're post-traumatic stress and they decide to because of the psychological impact. These are planned, orchestrated suicides to take us down. To allow the Russians and Chinese, Bulgarians, German mercenaries to take over America. It's already set up since 1972. February the 12th, 1972. Nixon, planning a dictatorship between 1972 and 74, signed, look it up right now, Executive Order 11647. The following year, 73, he furthered it with 11731. And then to take over government departments, 11495. But in 74 and 75, this plan fell apart. He is working with General Cushman, a personal friend of his, who was a member of the CIA back then. They were going to conduct a military coup of the U.S. government. Now, it wasn't just them. They were puppets of a bigger group. It failed. They had to hide it. So in 1978, they rescinded it, the orders. And guess what? They moved them into FEMA transition. Giafrida, Reagan, Carter, Oliver North, all the rest of them. Knights of Malta, secret societies. How do these people sleep at night? I don't know. That's what's really going on. So they need dissension and rebellion in order to justify repression and dictatorship by consent. That's why they're pushing for this. So Thailand, military seizes power in a coup. There's your predictive programming. Now, recently, another article, and I'm going to hit this article, boom, 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 down the line, and I'm going to end it here shortly, make this quick. I want to get to talking about extraterrestrial demonic influence and a disclosure that's coming your way. It's coming like a choo-choo train, I'm telling you. Anyway, recently, I've been talking about this disclosure since Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Article came out today. Just after yesterday, article came out today. Demonic fallen angels to return. Disclosure will call them aliens. It's like, you know, I don't know. Maybe the word's getting around. And this is high-level stuff, man. And they're coming around. You know that in Nigeria, two kidnapped girls escaped. And down in the Caribbean, they got another spread-out virus that's moving right along. They're going to need to do these things for practice. It just doesn't pop up out of nowhere. This is practice. Painful and rapid spread of new virus in Caribbean. It's practice. It's being thrown out there by design. They turn them on and turn them off when they want to find out the results. The Thai military seizes power in coup. That's a test. Family, all this is connected. And you're going to have a rise of demonic influence and powers. When you get this mother that murdered her three daughters, family, do I have to tell you that's not normal? You know, do I have to tell you that? It's happening frequently now. This is often. It's every day, just about. The demonic realm is gaining a lot of ground. The gay rights, legal fights over gay marriage spread across the United States. The six states most likely to legalize pot. All this, family, is connected. Every bit of it is. Article says, is gay marriage unstoppable? Now, every state has got a group planning, and they're heading toward Supreme Court. Article, Constitution check. Has the Supreme Court already tipped its hand on same-sex marriage? Unquote. Family, I've told y'all, this is how they do it. They legalize pot, four or five states. They legalize, make it mandatory in certain states for the HPV vaccine. The HPV vaccine, for example, is there to sterilize your children. It causes miscarriages by design. Well, Perry tried to pass it in 2010. He failed. I found out there's like three, four states ready to jump on it if Texas had made it mandatory for 9 to 12-year-olds to get the HPV vaccine. These lying doctors and lying nurses are telling their patients, you need to get it to protect cancer. It's a lie. It's killed 144. It's injured 25,000 plus and continuing on. Japan, India, and France are stopping it. That should be a clue. And the fact it doesn't stop cancer, there's like a couple hundred different types. Family, the purpose of it is to cause miscarriages, and they're giving it to young boys. Why? For genital warts? That's what they say. That's a lie, too. It's to sterilize your children. And these nurses and these doctors are in fear of their job because they speak out the truth. They're going to lose their job. And a lot of them are under Freemasonry blood oaths. A lot of the nurses, you find nurses, some of them are in the Wicca. Well, that goes deep. Article, is gay marriage unstoppable? Legal fights over gay marriage is spread across the United States. The next article, six states most likely to legalize pot. What about pot? It's not about cancer. The pot, the marijuana, if you haven't figured that out, makes you high. They use this, Indians use this, and peyote in the tents when they did their powwows. it causes the person to lose their consciousness, control. Well, let's call it for what it is. You get high, you know? Yeah. And what it does, it opens up portals. It's like meditation, like yoga. It's called possession, and that's what it causes. Each drug, in fact, attracts a different demonic entity to it. Bath salts, a cannibalistic type demon. They got to strip off their clothes because their body gets hot because of the influence and the possession. That's why. And then they cannibalize. They had to kill two or three down in Florida. One guy tried to chew off the face of the victims. Family, this is serious business. You all know about that. You look it up now if you want to. The drugs, and the CIA knows it, the LSD, all these other drugs attract different demonic entities. This is how they make their super soldiers. By drugs, other means, opens up portals, allow possession, and the possession is what gives the super soldiers their power. It's part of the royal secret of the Freemasons, by the way. However, there's an article I found that really touched me. There was a man that was driving down this highway, daytime, and saw a deer get hit, unfortunately, and is a pregnant. He found out, he looked at it and said, that's a pregnant deer. And he's an old country boy, and he stopped and took out his, the deer's dead, of course, and he realized it's a pregnant deer. He took out this razor he had that he used for his job, opened up the deer, and brought out the fawn. And saved the fawn. And took it about 30 miles to a rescue facility. And they're nursing about the health. You know, these kind of things. You know, God works amazing ways. To test our heart and our soul. In all kinds of ways. Then you got the cops acting badly. I'll tell you quickly on that. We'll move on. Police officers, beware. There's been a plan since 2006, actually before that, to infiltrate every major police department and precinct with a cadre of well-trained felons, up to the number of 185,000 plus, trained in the Christian Identity movement, trained in by ADL, which they train nationwide cops anyway, and federal. Why is ADL training our cops? We all know why, but that question is, of course, rhetorical. They're training them to kill is what they're doing. And to take away that officer-friendly and dictator enhancement. That's what they're doing, the ADL. It's a Jesuit organized group. To plan to use felons as law enforcement, as national security, goes back to Hitler. They tried to do it in Hardin, Montana, about 3 years ago. Look it up right now. It's a test case. Their logo was the Serbian coat of arms. I know for a fact, I lived with it for 5 years. And some of your police chiefs that resigned from 2006 to 2008, they know about the multi-jurisdictional task force of mercenaries and felons and street gang members that's being trained as security. They're being given security jobs, private security jobs, and you find shortly, if not already, that a lot of private security firms are going to be given the authority of federal arrest powers. It's on the table, if not already instituted, when they declare a national emergency. And you're good cops, also friendly, you will be disarmed and they will kill you. Most of them don't understand this. They don't believe what I'm saying. But it's going to happen. I've done a study on it. I've got articles. I've got documentation. Hitler did this. They carried it through in 1945. The plans have always been set in place. And this is how they do it. That's why they're closing down many precincts under the lie about budgeting. And they're releasing felons out of prison. Notice that? Y'all notice that? Look it up. Plan release because of budgetary reasons. And because there are charges of marijuana, they pass marijuana as legal. They say, well, those in jail, they've got to be released now. This is all planned out. And they'll falsify their records. And then they'll let the ones they've been training out to become your national security, national police. So they've got to show how bad the police are today. That's why they're having shootings and murders and killing your family dog and all that. And the other cops have to kind of just stand by and watch because of this blue protection code they have. It's got to be horrifying, frustrating for good cops to see this happen and not be able to do anything about it. And the others are protected because they're under a blood oath because they're Freemasons. Y'all get ready, man. It's coming down the pike. Like a choo-choo train, man, I'm telling you right now. Don't know when, but you know there's nothing they can do. Because when all this kicks off, it just gets them closer to their demise. Jesus Christ is real, and Jesus Christ is coming back. Well, what happens when this extraterrestrial menace that they planned, and even in 1963, they planned it since 1897. And I'm not going over all the quotes that I've brought up in the past. That's just going back over, and I get down these rabbit trails. That's my problem with broadcasting, is I sometimes get off on rabbit trails. I've done a lot of research and a lot of study, so sometimes I get caught up in it, and I head down these rabbit trails. But 1897, H.G. Wells, Predictive Programming, wrote a novel, War of the Worlds, that set the stage. H.G. Wells was a Freemason. 1917, John Dewey and others, he's a humanist. He's a father of American education. He was in the planning process for the extraterrestrial hoax and lie. He was a Satanist. He is a humanist. He is a father of American education. So was Horace Mann. 1938, time to test it. Orson Welles was given a script through Princeton University, funded by Rockefeller Foundation. In October 30th, 1938, War of the Worlds broadcast to see if it really would work. Scared the dickens out of half the nation. World War II was to establish Israel with the fake Jews. God allowed it. There may be fake Jews, but Israel is part of prophecy, not totally. I'm going to stop there because I want to go down that rabbit trail, but I'm going to stop. 1948, now they establish the possibility, because it's after World War II, and the takeover of the New World Order necessitated wars to occur between 1914 and 1945. This was planned by 1873, and it happened exactly like they planned. Well, after 1945 began the destruction of the United States. They knew it would take a couple generations to do it. By 1950, the U.S. military was targeted with Korea and Vietnam by design, all the way up until today. Gulf War Syndrome was part of an Ebola virus that they created. Malfunctioning equipment, chemical detectors, did not come to standard with Eastern Bloc country by design. Oh, I could just go on. And the suicides, it's all planned out, family. People only knew the truth. God almighty, that's funny. But then, to establish this UFO hoax was 1948, Roswell. Then by 1950, there were sightings. These were fallen angels. These were taking the shape and form because they said, well, this UFO is going at least 4,000 miles per hour, and nothing physical can do that in this time. Well, they're right, because those fallen angels can take the shape and form, and they're supernatural. So they were those UFOs until such time that a couple of these prototypes, back engineered, could be developed. So by 1963 was the Iron Mountain Commission. In fact, they had set up, using the steps by von Braun, NASA, and NASA's sole purpose was to set up a space program aimed at unreachable targets and to be able to convince the public that space travel was possible, interplanetary travel was possible, and that UFOs existed. And all of the NASA astronauts, technology engineers, are Freemasons under a blood oath to lie, even to their own fellow brothers, depending what degree they are. You see how it works? So in 1963, there were several initiatives established, of which I'm just going to talk about two for a second here, to control people in times of peace. The two initiatives I'm concerned with is to establish a space research program, quote, aimed at unreachable targets, unquote, and to establish an extraterrestrial menace, unquote. Tell you right there. And that report was never to be given to the public. Is leaked by one of the engineers that thought people need to know. Lewin wrote the book. You can find the book because they couldn't stop it. Iron Mountain Report. So the government got a hold of him and said, boy, you better write a retraction on that and say it's a hoax. He did that, but it's too late. All of the initiatives that was put in the Iron Mountain Report have been completed. So for a hoax, a pretty solid hoax, huh? So, to set up this UFO thing, they had to have movies, TV, comic books. Superman comic book. Superman is going to be linked up to Jesus. The first comic book magazine was in 1938. And the originator of the Superman comic book series was a Freemason. Y'all see how this works? Now, I could talk for another 2-3 hours on what I've just talked about in detail. Each one of those is a show, you know. Really, it's just amazing. So this is what they talk about in the Bible to set up the great falling away, the man of sin to be revealed, and the great falling away, and the great deception that's coming that even will fool the very elect. The Jesus Christ that we've been seeing all of our lives on the movies, portraits, black velvet, on Bibles, that's not Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That is Sananda Emmanuel, a fallen angel, and he's coming now. They're now laying the groundwork because they've been doing it now since Helena Blavatsky, 1870s. The first step, the first phase of the New Age movement, all the way up from 1870s to 1975 in three series, three phases. Helena Blavatsky, Alice Bailey, and Colonel Michael Aquino, founder of SET, a major procrastinator of the MK Ultra program at your Pentagon. It ain't my Pentagon. It's somebody else's want to claim it. I don't have any claim of American Pentagon. And the people there don't know they're being lied to by their highest level, Joint Chief, and all the others that are so-called colonels, generals, and GS-15s and 18s and 20s and whatever they are. And those that's not in the secret societies don't get access to the meetings. That's how it works. And they don't realize it. Same thing with the Council of Foreign Relations. That is the Illuminati in America. Sister to the Royal Institute of National Affairs in England, which has priority. But the two have a little bit of a fight against each other for who's the big boss. God's going to enhance that fight between them. You understand how that works? They don't know that yet. But he keeps them all in flux because they're always buying for their power lust so they can never really get together. It's God doing that. You see, that's how it really works. But in the meantime, they will be judged by what they're doing and the murders and death that they're causing. So what are they up to? What are they getting rid of his with? The Huffington Post said, I quote, "In the last 50 years, evidence had steadily mounted that the components and conditions we believe necessary for life are common and perhaps ambiguous in our galaxy," said Wertheimer in his written testimony, adding, "The possibility that life has risen elsewhere and perhaps evolved intelligent is plausible and warrants scientific inquiry." And you know that recent statements made by Pope Francis, of course, he is not the Antichrist. He is not the false prophet. Sananda Emanuel is a false prophet and fake Jesus. But they want to put the misnomer on Pope Francis. He's nothing but a pope. That's all he is. Nothing more. He's a servant of the fallen angels. That's all they are, slaves and servants. All three popes, actually, the gray pope, the black pope, and the white pope. Gray pope controls both black pope and white pope. Nicholas Adolfo Nicholas Pepe Orsini is the controller. Orsini is one of the bloodline families of Illuminati, and he ain't Jew. He's Italian. Statement by Pope Francis saying the church would baptize aliens, said Bill Clinton's now infamous comment that he wouldn't be surprised if aliens visited Earth. Many believe the general populace is being set up for some massive disclosure about alien beings, and others believe quite vehemently that they're not aliens, as we're taught of meaning, but, quote, are truly fallen angels about to return, unquote. People are getting the idea now. Finally, they're putting it in print. So are you prepared for the return of the fallen? It does my heart good to see people finally waking up. I've been talking about this for 5 years. Called crazy all along the way. I don't care because I know it's true. They call me crazy if they want to, but they don't want to see the evidence. I always ask them, "You don't see the evidence?" People always say no. I say, okay. But they'll remember when it happens. I don't give a hoot whether they remember me or not. As long as they know that they're not to take, like John MacArthur, that lying clergyman, John MacArthur, the so-called man of God, not. He's saying now you can take the mark of the beast and not worry about it. What a liar. Family, pray for these people, but get away from them. Stop going to their churches. Leave them alone. Pray for them. But get out of there before that demonic influence comes across you. That's absolutely horrific to say you can take the mark. That's admitting it, number one. And number two, to lie and tell the congregations that trust these people, that trust these so-called clergymen, that you could take this mark, this digital tattoo, this verichip, or, and that's really a digital tattoo that is going to be put on the skin. You can take this mark and it'll be okay. That's an absolute, total lie. And it just makes me shudder. It's just unbelievable. I mean, they lose. What do they do? What do they think they're doing? they must not believe in God. They can't possibly, and yet they talk about God most all their time, all their period. Let's see what happens here.
Tell.
Yeah, absolutely.
Top of it. I've got a surprise for you today.
Okay.
Do you remember when you talked about the someone asked about the mark of the beast and whether or not someone could receive the mark of the beast and then become a believer? You remember that?
Uh-huh.
Do you remember the controversy that stirred up?
Yes.
It was quite a bit, wasn't it?
It was.
I got a lot of emails, people saying, I can't believe he would say such a thing. You remember all that?
Yes, sir, I do.
All right. Well, I was walking April the other night listening to a Q&A from a few years ago where John MacArthur on a Wednesday night would have the folks in his congregation stand up and go to the microphone and shoot questions at him. Would you like to hear the question he was asked and his answer?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
In regard to the latter half of the tribulation period, when men would be required to have the mark of the beast in order to buy or sell, my question is, once a person takes the mark, is there any possibility of him coming to Christ?
Yes. I think, you know, in the seven-year tribulation coming in the future, we're going to get into this probably a week from Sunday night, maybe this Sunday night, maybe a week, I'm not sure. But the tribulation is a seven-year period, right? The rapture of the church, seven-year tribulation, then Christ returns, sets up his kingdom. Now, in that seven-year period, really two things happen. God begins to judge the world with a series of holocausts, and at the same time, he begins to redeem his people, Israel. And in the process of this, the Antichrist establishes his rule, and in order to function in the economy of the Antichrist, you have to take the mark of the beast. The mark being the number of a man, Revelation 13, 666. Six is the number of man, right? Seven is the number of perfection, and man always falls short of perfection. 666. Always six is never seven. So the number of a man. And apparently what's going to happen, you take the mark on your hand or on your forehead. And we've talked a lot about that, you know, that's kind of the computer situation. We're now moving fast toward the time when we're going to have to do everything we do by cards and by numbers and all of that. And those numbers, the thing about a card that's a problem is you lose it, and they've already devised systems to put the number on your hand and on your forehead, and you go through a scanner, and, you know, that's how you buy and sell. It's automatically deducted from your bank account. Now, the question is, if you're living in the tribulation period and you take this mark, in other words, you identify with the beast's empire, will you still be able to be redeemed? And I think the answer to that is yes. Yes. Otherwise, there would be no salvation of anybody in the end of the tribulation. And you've got to have the salvation of folks in the end of the tribulation. You're going to have the Jews redeemed. You're going to have, according to Revelation chapter 7, an innumerable number of Gentiles redeemed, so many they can't even be counted across the face of the earth. So I don't think the fact that someone takes that is a sentence to it, to permanency, any more than you being a part of this world system once in your life means you have to be a part of the system all your life. Well, especially when the 144,000 don't start their ministry till the second half.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
That makes it a little tough.
Yeah.
Well, there you go, Dr. DeYoung.
Well, we're looking at the same book. You know, that's what's so interesting, and that's what we were saying. I mean, you know, that's not the unpardonable sin. You've got to be. I've never thought that what he said there was very interesting. The fact is, if nobody gets saved in the last 3.5 years because they have received that mark, where's that unbelievable number of Jews that come to know Christ and that are living, that actually go into the millennial kingdom in natural bodies? That's good that Brother John is looking at the same book that I am, and we came up with the same answers.
Well, it is, and that was very interesting because you remember that was really, really controversial. I'm not so sure you've ever made a statement on our program before that was as controversial as that one, and I got so many emails on it, and then I was walking the dog the other night listening to this Q&A, and I thought, oh, I've got to play this on the air. This will be a great surprise for Dr. DeYoung. So there you go.
It is a pleasant surprise, and the dear brothers and sisters who disagreed, you know, I don't quite know where they were coming from. I don't need to know that. But just now, with that confirmation from another Bible teacher, and he's a great Bible teacher. I'm just a beginner, but
No, I wouldn't say that.
It's great to see that, and the confirmation of both of us believing that same thing. I wonder how many more emails you're going to get now.
Oh, well.
You got two guys on your side that are pretty good, right?
I think so, too.
Yeah. Well, we both love you and love what you're doing and have the opportunity to interact on your program.
Well, the feeling's mutual. Thank you. Oh, well. Oh, well. Oh, well. Oh, well. Oh, well. Oh, well.
The Bible specifically says, if you take the mark of the beast, you will be condemned. And I even the people that was talking, I want you to hear the whole thing, even agree with MacArthur, that you can take the mark of the beast. Bible specifically says, if you take the mark of the beast, you are condemned. And this is spreading. So family, I don't, you know, this is getting worse and worse. And when this Sananda Emanuel comes in, he's going to first say the King James Bible is not the Word of God. And it's been misused. It's been misinterpreted. That's what he's going to say. And it's already been being told. He's laying the groundwork. Let me see here a minute. I will try to search out here off the top of my head the actual scripture that tells you about this condemnation. I don't have it in front of me right this second. And the beast was captured, and it was with the false prophet, as in the presence, who had done the signs by which he deceived those who received the mark of the beast, and those who worshipped its image. Those two were thrown alive in the lake of fire that burns with sulfur. Revelation 19:20. And if you go to Revelation 20, verse 4. Let's see here. 20, verse 4. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon it, and judgment was given to them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon the foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. I got many more here that talk about this. And how they say that. And this one, other theologians agree with it. I don't want to hide anything. And they agree with it. And the scriptures say otherwise. It's just absolutely amazing. So the great deception that the Bible's been talking about all along is this extraterrestrial landing that's coming. I mean, it's slam dunk. I mean, it's in the scripture. You take the mark of the beast, you're condemned. And yet these theologians say no. You know, that just almost leaves me stammering here. It really does. Because you will agree to do what the Antichrist tells you. You'll give him allegiance, and you'll take the mark. If you don't, you die. When you die, you go to heaven because you refuse the mark. You accept Jesus as your Savior. And anyway, wow. So why would MacArthur, these have been trusted for so long, why would they change all of a sudden? You know, why would all of a sudden they turn on their people? And the people just say, well, I guess it's okay. Go along with it. Instead of getting up right then, right there, and walking out of the church in front of them. Just walking out. There's nothing wrong with that. They don't deserve the respect misinterpreting Scripture in that way. This is egregious. You know, but they just sit there because they're trapped in this sheep mindset. So I would recommend you do a study on that because it's coming around. It's called a tattoo, digital tattoo. And it's coming. And if God says, well, I'm going to let it go another generation, so be it. But right now, by the signs of the times, it looks like it's coming around. Now let's talk about that. About this extraterrestrial landing that's coming around this part. Could an alien deception be part of the end times? You know, the events surrounding this end times described in the Bible will include a powerful deception. You'll find that in Matthew 24:24. Interest has been rising in the theory that deception will include alien beings from another planet. It's very odd that this theory is entirely plausible from a Christian perspective. The Bible gives us no word about whether or not aliens exist, but you have scriptures that indicate it's possible. And so the New Agers and the ones like MacArthur and others, even Billy Graham believes in aliens, along with what the Pope says, we're going to baptize them. Say, what? Oh, yeah. Well, actually, in 1997, in Midwest Today, based on a conversation with Billy Graham, quote, the question was asked of him, the discovery of an asteroid from Mars recently raised speculation about the possibility of life elsewhere in the universe. I wonder if that raises any theological questions for you. The question was asked. Answer, Billy Graham, who's a Freemason, by the way, 33rd degree. He said, it doesn't for me, because I believe there's life on other planets. We have this galaxy, the Milky Way, and they now speculate that there's millions and millions of galaxies. Each galaxy is a trillion stars, planets, and all that. I can't imagine we're the only one that has life. That would be a terrible, terribly egotistical thing for us to say as a planet. Unquote. What these theologians forget is about original sin of Adam and Eve. So does that not apply in the Bible? Then that discredits the Bible. So then what Bible is a true Bible if all of them discredited because of original sin is now not true? Does that mean that every planet that has life on it had an Adam and Eve at the same time? Or they had before? Or is planet Earth the only cursed planet in the entire universe because Adam and Eve sinned? Or is Adam and Eve just an analogy? Then that puts the Bible to be a lie. That means God's a liar. And God's not a liar. Now you see what they're doing? Very clever how they do it, isn't it? Even the Christians will be deceived by this kind of predictive programming. Billy Graham also, in 1992, quoted as stating that he thought UFOs were angels of God. It's either January 28th or 29th that Billy Graham in 93 maybe, that Billy Graham was interviewed on television by David Frost. And Billy Graham said he believed that people in heaven are sent by God to other worlds to help them in redemption of life. That's kind of close to what the Mormons believe, that Christians, as Mormons, will each receive their own planet to be a god of. Graham also said that he wanted to evangelize other planets. It's all New Age thinking. Family, they're picking up steam. The falling away is being set up as we speak. And has been, actually, for a long time. But now it's being escalated. Now, as it seems, that Christians will believe this. You know, since the very beginning Instances of devils or demons, fallen angels visiting earth have been witnessed and recorded. We know of Eve's encounter with Satan, and Christian Identity and those folks think that Eve and Satan had a little rendezvous, that Cain was the son of Satan. They really go overboard with this. They get into a minority status of a minority influence, that Cain was a minority then. They get stupid. Cain's entire bloodline and all those living were wiped out in the flood. They seem to forget that. And that would have nothing to do, because they use Genesis 4-1 or 4-1 as their so-called evidence that Satan and Eve had sexual relations in the Garden of Eden. That's not it at all. They twist it. But we know that Eve's encounter with Satan, that demons are interested in monitoring and altering the progress of humanity. That's where the Nephilim came from, the giants. Listed the King James Bible as giants, Genesis 6:4 and 6:2, sons of God were the fallen angels. They're there. Some theologians today say they're the sons of Seth. That's impossible. Job 38:7 confirms that. The sons of God shouted for joy when earth was created. Well, the sons of Seth couldn't shout for joy when they weren't even born yet. Show that to your preacher that says otherwise. They want to be involved. They want physical bodies. They want the goal of drawing humanity away from the worship of God and turning mankind's attention instead to them. That's why every day of the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, whatever. That started all over again, didn't it? Every day of the week is a worship of a fallen angel. That's true. Every holiday, Christmas, Easter, are worship of pagan gods. Now, for those that are Christian, it's covered up like icing on an occult cake. New icing. Mithra, December. Tammuz, Christmas Eve. Mithra, December 25th, not Jesus. Easter, Ishtar. They're both pagan. And those so-called Christians out there on talk shows and out there in other places say that it's, you know, a Christian religion, a Christian holiday, they better go back and reread what the truth is, where it's coming from. It's not true. These are all pagan holidays. And the months are based on the horoscopes and stars and all that. That ain't of God at all. And the days of the week are celebration of the birthdays of fallen angels. That's what they're established for. Look it up on your own. Be amazed, man. Oh, boy. And you know, in Genesis 6:4, I'll tell you about that, the arrival of the sons of God. And the second wave of the sons of God, of the Old Testament only, New Testament is a completely different context. The New Testament, sons of God, are those who take Jesus as Savior. Completely different context. Sons of God of the Old Testament, we're the fallen angels, or the hierarchy, the great white brotherhood, the community, aliens, ascended masters. They're all the same. It just depends what flavor, what group they want to influence. They come with different names. In the Genesis account, states that these powerful beings had sexual intercourse with women, produced a super race of beings known as giants, men of renown. The NIV calls them Nephilim. The King James Bible says giants and men of renown. Special powers. Now, it sounds like science fiction, don't it? Yes, right there in the Bible. And all through the Bible, in the Old Testament, after Nimrod, Moses and Lot and all these guys back then, most all of the Gentile cultures were giants. I mean, they're all through the Old Testament after the flood. Even an American plain. Look at it. Write it down. Look it up. Skinwalkers were 12 to 15 foot full-bodied giants that the Indians had to contend with. before white man came over, called skinwalkers. They were Nephilim. They were eating the buffalo. They were killing, cannibalizing Indians. They had to finally kill them, and they find out they'd track them to the caverns, close the caverns, and burn them out. It's a long time before they killed all the Nephilim on the American plain of giants. Goliath was a Nephilim. Og was a Nephilim. The Anunnaki, all Nephilim, or fallen angels. The Phoenicians were fallen angels. The pharaohs of Egypt were Nephilim. The pharaohs of Egypt was a quantified DNA. The pharaohs of Egypt migrated, listen now, migrated right before the Caesars took over. The pharaohs of Egypt migrated the bloodline to Europe. And they are the bloodline of your royal families today. They can trace Queen Elizabeth II, Carolingian dynasty, Merovingian bloodline, can trace their bloodline all the way back to pharaohs. And the pharaohs had that special DNA, copper-based DNA, that you and I don't have, that allows possession on a high level of fallen angels inside you. And alchemy. That's why they intermarry and not outside. They know the alchemy. They know biological alchemy. Amethyst milk, they call it. Manipulates DNA, for example. Other ritual, other type elements with ground up amethyst crystals into powder, ingested by the body in a certain way, and certain other ingredients, you might say, changes the DNA to become Nephilim, for an example. It's called amethyst milk. The crystals in the bloodstream change DNA, allows possession with the crystal. That's just one tiny, tiny example. The writings of the ancient Sumerians, for example, were the first to produce a written language and mention the presence of Anunnaki. They were deities that came from heaven, second heaven it would be, to dwell on earth with men. It's also interesting to note that Sumerians, the gods, often came to them in the form of snakes. They can take the form. The Tower of Babel was just for this purpose. Now you see why God destroyed it and scattered cultures across the world when the earth was one form, one earth. Then he raised the water table to separate the continents. And the cultures living in different locations on the earth, due to the ley lines, the power structure of the earth, it affected the DNA, causing certain cultures to be located in certain places but divided and separate. Now you see where the, after the flood, where the cultures came from. Ooh, long story short. To divide us all so we cannot come together as it did in the Tower of Babel and plot against God. The Tower of Babel was to be outfitted with copper inside, rituals at different layers to allow the fallen angels to come in and possess or manifest. That was the purpose of the Tower of Babel. When it says to heaven, not to the third heaven, but the second heaven of dimensional capacity. Principalities is what we're talking about here. So these accounts seen alongside the amazing things created by ancient man did make it possible to theorize that demons and form of beings from another world came to earth, bringing spectacular wisdom and knowledge to men, intermarrying with their daughters in an attempt to draw men away from God, to give these men powers that would make them gods in their mind. Genesis 3:22, the secret number of Skull and Bones, 3:22. Genesis 3:22, man to become his God. So if they're aliens today, and during the 18th century, Swedenborg called them angels, Well, guess what? Take it back to mythology. Their existence in the days of the Greek and Egyptian theology, they were the so-called gods that they worshipped, were the Nephilim and the fallen angels. Then to hide it, they called it mythology. Zeus, Apollo. You may hear this again. I'm just going to throw it out. I'm not going to elaborate on it. And those who know will know exactly what I'm talking about. When they take out the Hoover Dam, it will cause a massive loss of life. The water that will leave, there's a major portal and ley line there at the Hoover Dam. CERN, let's just put it like this, just might be the reason why the Hoover Dam goes kaboom, opens up, and Apollyon comes out. Work on that and find out what you get. I'm going to stop there, and we'll talk no more about it. Those of you that know what I'm talking about. But we already see from Eve's experience with the serpent that demons will use temptation of their superior wisdom to ensnare man, and that man is very susceptible to it. What does that bring to your mind? Freemasonry and every degree. Every degree they learn something new, right? There you go. Leading up to the royal secret of how to open up a portal to be possessed to give you special powers. All it's doing is using up your life energy. And they're going to kill you when you're done. They don't tell the Grand Inspector General's 33 degree that. They don't tell them that little later. They find out the hard way. The royal secret of opening up a portal in your body, allowing possession, is achieved by performing an abominable act on another human being. Sodomizing, rape, murder, some abomination causes the Holy Spirit to pull away, allowing possession of that body. That's the royal secret. Long story short. It's done at the Pentagon. In the middle of the Pentagon, you get this little ramp that goes down the middle. You got little doors on each side down the middle of it. Your remote viewers, automatic writing, people with special powers, and now you got it. Your super soldiers. So could the end times include some kind of similar alien deception? Well, the Bible don't directly address alien deception, but it's certainly plausible for various reasons. First, the Bible tells us that the world will unite under the power of the Antichrist. In order to achieve an agreement between all the world's religions, it makes sense for the uniter to come from an entirely new source. Not Jew, not Islam, not Christian, whatever. But something from a new source. An extraterrestrial source to bring everybody together. Under peace, they're going to say. So it's kind of hard to imagine one religion being the head of all the others. And I do know from study of the New Age movement, and knowing it came from the Roman Catholic Church, look up Teilhard de Chardin. Teilhard de Chardin, a Jesuit priest, high level, is the father of the New Age movement. That's a darn clue. And guess who the mother of the New Age movement was? Helena Blavatsky. Worshipped by Jordan Maxwell. Worshipped by Adolf Hitler. She brought the first phase of the New Age movement. The New Age movement, you can trace all the way back before Roman Catholicism covered over the ancient mystery schools of religion. The ancient mysteries was covered over by Roman Catholicism until such time it could be developed to now come back out again as a New Age movement. The same old ancient mysteries with just a new name. That's all it is. So this would be in keeping with past deceptions, would be very effective to deceive a large number of people. Having a new source. Secondly, the deception could provide an answer to the problem of Earth's origins. Scientific theory of the evolution of life on Earth was spontaneously generated, still has no answer for life's beginnings. To form life on this planet with 33 different factors needed, required to be perfectly, would be the same thing as taking a tornado going through a junkyard and putting together a perfectly run automobile by accident. The same probability for life to be created on its own. It's impossible. You got the evidence of Big Bang, but that still doesn't explain what caused the Big Bang to occur. You have aliens out there, right? Yeah. Who created them? Where'd they come from? Keep going with it. God didn't create aliens. He created angels. So if alien beings arrived and gave us extraterrestrial explanation for life on this earth, the origins of world religions, and even the origins of our planet, it'd be very persuasive, especially when you saw the UFOs, either holograms. Look up strontium, barium, niobate, and link that up with an Army project called 3D projection. Uh-huh. Oh, they got a big light show coming. Big light show coming. If demons manifested as aliens as part of the end times, remember that they too are created beings, subject to sovereign God, as we all are, and answerable to Him. And the name of Jesus is how you fight them. Not copper bullets, not silver bullets, not a cross you lift up. That's just, the cross is nothing more than a sign of death. Jesus resides in your heart. He doesn't reside in an object or Mary or anything. Mary's his mother. She's up in heaven. She's not divine. She's not immaculate conceived. She's a virgin, had a child, and had more after that. She's a blessed, but she's not Mary, Queen of Heaven. Family, we're getting down to it. You're going to see those demons if they come around. You're going to see them come out. And when they do, as your little gray men with big old eyes or something evil, in the name of Jesus, command them to leave. Call on the name of Jesus, not Yeshua, not Joshua, not Yahweh, but Jehovah, God Jehovah, and His only begotten Son was Jesus Christ of Nazareth. But the most commonly discussed issue is that the identity and work of Jesus, God's His only begotten Son, God incarnated, to save mankind and redeem creation. Does that include life on other planets when there's not life there? There's things we're never going to know, but the Bible tells us things we should know. They're going to say that we created you. That's why the Christians have this lukewarm explanation of, drew a blank. Intelligent life, or not intelligent life, but, intelligent design. So they're satisfied. We don't believe in evolution. Oh, okay. So how about intelligent design? Oh, okay. We'll accept that. Well, it's a setup. Because when they know that the fallen angels are going to come in and say, we created you. Up, there's your intelligent design. No, it's God of the Bible. It's called Genesis. But they got this all covered for now. Now, here comes a little touchy subject, as if all the others aren't. And that is, if they actually come around, this war in heaven, there are those with books and CDs and DVDs and all this that say that God's angels are going to fight fallen angels. Then there's others say they're aliens, good aliens and bad aliens. Depends what flavor, who the speaker is. They're taking this out of the Bible as a war in heaven. But let me tell you about the war in heaven. The real war in heaven, around the fifth to sixth seal, when the stars will fall, is when they're going to be cast out of the second heaven. Family, you'll not be able to see this with the naked eye by people who left on earth as the seven-year tribulation starts to unfold. What happens is the next incredible event is that Satan and all his fallen angels are cast out of the second heaven and cast down unto earth by St. Michael, the real St. Michael, his army of angels. And they will literally be a war in the heavens between God's angels and Satan, his fallen angels. Now, these writers of books and DVDs are saying it's UFOs, Battlestar Galactica. Well, God don't need UFOs. Never did, never will. But they're taking the truth and manipulating it, making money off of it, besides fooling people. To understand this and what's happening with this war in heaven, there's three heavens. Paul says that he was taken up to third heaven, paradise, where he believed he encountered Jesus, possibly God the Father. And he says he doesn't know if he was in his body or out of his body when he had this experience. So that he would not be appearing to boast, Paul said the following: "It is doubtless not profitable for me to boast. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a man." See, he's doing it, doing the third person here. "I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body, I don't know, or whether out of the body, I don't know. God knows, but such a one was caught up in the third heaven," unquote. And even in 2 Corinthians 12, 1 to 4, says, "And I know such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I don't know. God knows how he was caught up into paradise and heard inexpressible words, which is not lawful for a man to utter." So those theologians that are in tune to this believe that Paul was talking about himself. He is one of the one who had this experience. And after all, Paul has 12, maybe 13 books in the Bible. So if it tells us about a third heaven and talks about a first heaven, then there must be a second heaven. If God and Jesus live in the third heaven, then the first heaven has to be earth. The second heaven is in the air, they call it by reference, or the atmosphere between heaven and the earth, the known universe as well. Satan is called Prince of the Power of the Air in the Bible. And you'll hear mentioned before, principalities and powers of darkness. There he is. Principalities, different levels of different dimensional capacity in the second heaven. There's seven principalities. Look them up. They'll be cast out of there. Remember when Daniel was praying and the angel said it took me 2 weeks to get here because he had to fight? He even had to call for Michael, the archangel, to help him fight through the second heaven. Ephesians 2, 1 to 2. And you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of the world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. So he's free to roam in the air. He's not confined to the bottomless pit or lake of fire yet. At the end of Armageddon, he'll be thrown in the bottomless pit. But what happens in this next event is that Satan is cast from the second heaven down to the first heaven, which is our earth. And the Bible says that Satan really gets mad and furious when this happens because he knows he has but a short time. Family, I talked about this yesterday. It's called the externalization of the hierarchy. To bring those so-called ascended masters or aliens on this earth, little by little, step by step. This is what we're talking about. They're going to do it in phases. The war in heaven will probably occur around midpoint of the tribulation period. And that event may explain why the Antichrist is all of a sudden, in the middle of the tribulation, breaks off his peace treaty with the Jewish people and proceeds to set himself up when he takes control of the body of the Antichrist. And that's why the Antichrist cannot be a fallen angel. So the Antichrist has to be different than Sanan Emanuel. Sanan Emanuel, Raziel, that's his name, will not be inhabited by Satan. So it's got to be a physical body, the Antichrist, with that genetic trace we're talking about, to be able to receive Satan's spirit and not it spontaneously combust. So it's got to have that gene of copper-based DNA. You see how that works? Yeah, buddy. That's how that works. What's the explanation? UFOs, alien, ascended masters. But then after he takes over, after the evil begins, man, it won't matter what they call themselves, because mankind will already be almost extinguished in the second and third seal. That's the war, the real world war, pestilence, famine, souls on the altar of those that reject the mark of the beast. But your destination is heaven. You get a head start. See how this plays into place? Now, I got 2 minutes to go. I got a whole lot more to talk about. I'm going to talk about this all when I get back. More stuff. I'm going to keep track of this. And I think I need to focus on this all next week and week after. It just, you know. Now, it reminds you, Bible study tonight, 7:30 to 9. And this will be my last one until Tuesday, Wednesday or so. Being live, that is. And, of course, well, I won't have a Bible study after that. Well, yeah, I will, actually, a 24-hour loop. That's, yeah, okay. Anyway, so, and also you go to my website, watchmanforjesus.com, watchmanforjesus.com. And I have archived my Bible studies. You can just pick them in as you go along. And my broadcasts as well. If you agree with them, you think they're okay, they're good, if you do, then put them out there on YouTube or put them out wherever you want. I want to try to get the truth out. If you disagree, tell me where you disagree. Give me the evidence. Let's talk about it. But I've done extreme obsessive research. And it behooves you to check it out. Family, a great deception is coming. And I'm doing the best I can to prepare people and whoever I talk to or whatever. If I'm wrong, please somebody tell me. But the way that I do it is I don't belong to nobody. No political party, no religion, no agenda, nothing. Religion is bunk. Jesus Christ is not about religion. He's about redemption and salvation. He is the way, the truth, and the life, and there's no other but Jesus. It's not about religion. He's not about religion. His church, where two or more are gathered, is his church. You see? And it's not with four walls, not an institution. But it's of the heart. Family, we're at the end tonight. And I appreciate you all sticking by. And so tonight, 7:30 to 9. Also remind you, we are played up at highportradio.net, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, by John Kirkler. And H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, he plays us up there, a broadcast and Bible studies. And he has sponsors. He's got three towers up now for those three areas. And check him out. Also, we played at KBLU Radio, Blue Raven Network, Thomas, and pray for him too. He's got some issues there he needs help with, so put him in your prayers. My Facebook, I have Watchman for Jesus. You can visit. Website, watchmanforjesus.com. And my archives are there. So family, y'all have a great weekend and drive safely this weekend. Be very careful if you go on trips and what have you. But Jesus Christ is real. It's not about religion, politics, none of that. All that's distraction. To keep you all busy, tied up, and divided and separated. So you'll fight. Their call for peace is dictatorship by malevolent, no matter who it is, no matter how they act, no matter what they do, is to lead to a despotic, evil government. The winners, despotic, evil government. The losers, former despotic, evil government, worldwide. Jesus is the only one that's going to bring benevolence to this, to the end of this. It's called Armageddon. Until then, there are no good guys, wherever. And they lose anyway. That's a done deal. All their science knowledge will not get them one bit of head up on Jesus. It ain't going to happen. It's impossible. The created can never defeat the creator. It is not even remotely possible. Take Jesus as your Savior. Repent. Go to your knees to Christ. That's the solution. And then prepare yourself for what is to come. But already have your eternal salvation secured. And you have nothing to worry about. It's solutions we need, not fear and mongering and all that sort of thing. To be aware, but know that they've been defeated. Y'all have a good night. Great weekend. And I'll be live tonight, 7:30 to 9. And then again next week, I'll be back. So once I click off here, it'll start back to its 24-hour loop. So y'all have a great night. Be careful this weekend. God bless. This is the Watchman, signing off. The room. And Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide. Then I fell down on my knees and I just clung to him and cried. Then he raised me to my feet and as I looked into his eyes, the love was shining out from him like sunlight from the sky. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet release. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.